Bentley Spang is an artist in residence with the American Indian Studies Program at the University of Wyoming. His current exhibit at the UW Art Museum is charcoal rubbings from trees burnt in the 2012 Ash Creek wildfire on the family ranch on the Northern Cheyenne Reservation in Montana. Wyoming Public Radio's Micah Schweizer asked Bentley Spang about the experience.
After the fire, I spent a lot of time cleaning up the place. You know, we lost the house and I was trying to make sense of the fire as well. You know, I just had a lot of emotion about the place as I was cleaning it up. And there were the trees, and the trees are really what frame your sort of existence there. It just came to me that they needed to be able to express what happened to them.
So the tree is the medium.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I've heard you talk about your grandmother's and your father's respect for trees.
My grandma Jenny, she would always say, "Oh, that's a good one." She'd be looking at these old trees, you know, and especially the old dead trees. I asked my dad about that, and he said, "Oh, she's admiring, you know, that it's lived that long, but also that's a lot of firewood, you know." So, you know, it's a realistic look, but it's also an admiration of that natural world.
On Fire is such an interesting collection of work because the pieces are really beautiful. And wildfires are very complex, too, because on the one hand, they are good for the land, but they're also very tragic when they actually do happen. And so there is that kind of duality in the work that I see as well.
Yeah, the initial kind of thing is devastation, you know. My parents lived in that house for 31 years, and so a lot of memories there. Then after you sort of get a handle on that, then, you know, you're on a ranch and you have horses and you have to keep those horses alive. And that was the next challenge, you know, so it was the fire after the fire, you know. All our grazing was gone, you know, the hay was pretty scarce. So, you know, it was just challenge after challenge after challenge. But then the next spring, we got, you know, pretty heavy rains and stuff, and it came back in such an amazing way, you know, the plants and stuff. You know, I was thinking, you know, there's going to be a sort of a first generation of plants that are kind of limited that'll come back, and, you know, it'll take time for all of them to come back. No, they all came back. You know, I mean, most of the ones that I'm used to seeing and interacting with and the ones that are important to us as Cheyenne people, those came back. And so that's what, you know, you see in the piece is that sort of transition from total devastation to kind of, you know, this new rebirth.
The show is interesting because you have these charcoal rubbings, paper and charcoal, but you also have a video installation happening at the same time. And I see in a lot of your work that you like to mix media. I mean, you've done pieces in the past that mix like metal with animal sinew.
Well, you know, really it comes out of my interaction with the work of my relatives in the past. And they weren't afraid to, you know, mix it up. There was no sense of, oh, this isn't appropriate or it's not traditional. Now, it's what they would say today.
Now, you tackle this issue of tradition and innovation, which you don't see as being mutually exclusive. But you tackle this in these techno powwows that you've done. You've done two of them so far. You're going to be doing a third techno powwow at the University of Wyoming. And this is this fascinating thing that combines video installation with Native American and other dance forms and techno and hip-hop music. And then you are the MC, your alter ego is the MC, Blue Guy, the Indian of the future. Can you tell me about him?
The Blue Guy is sort of this unbridling of, you know, this part of my personality that has a tendency to get shut down by society. And it's also a reaction to those sort of one-dimensional depictions of us in the movies and in books and stuff over the years. You know, we get just a couple of dimensions, you know, the angry young Indian male, you know, or female, the mystical shaman, the noble chief. So it's all these one-dimensional takes on our experience. And so really it was a reaction and continues to be to some of that. But it's also like it's really, you know, you do really never hear Indian and future in the same sentence. I mean, honestly. And also this character is sort of has that underpinning of clowning. And clowns are about really leveling the playing field so that no one got too egotistical. That's kind of what the character's doing as well is trying to level the societal playing field, you know, in terms of how we're perceived as Native people. And in the techno powwow, it's just about mixing up these different cultures, you know, within this framework of dance and music, and seeing how similar they are to each other. And, you know, hopefully, you know, it's going to blow the doors off again. I just know it will. Once you get all those talented, you know, passionate dancers in the same room, it just happens.
To me, it seems that Native Americans are often portrayed and viewed as outside of mainstream society. And so this is a really interesting blending.
Yeah, that's what's really nice about it, is to have a breakdancer, you know, from sort of today's world react to a powwow dancer and vice versa.
What kind of audience reactions do you get?
You know, at first I don't think they knew what to think in the second one. But, you know, this thing is really for all ages. You know, we really try to build this energy that you can't resist. Like at a rave, you know, you stand on the sidelines when you first get there, and the next thing you know, that music just and the drum beat just draws you out there. Same thing with powwow. It pulls at you. It gets inside of you, and it just sort of, you know, grabs you and pulls you.
Bentley Spang, thank you so much for your time.
You bet. Great to be here. Thanks.